Be advised, mature content ahead. This podcast is brought to you ad-free thanks to the Legion of Demons at patreon.com/notlp. If you like what you hear, there's much more at patreon.com/notlp. Join the Legion. That's patreon.com/notlp. And now the show.
How do you do? Just a word of friendly warning. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, well, we've warned you.
Guapo, give me kisses. You go, your boy. This is Kelly. It's Night Living Podcast. Hello, babies.
What's up, everybody?
Hello.
It's that time again. Feels like it's been 1,000 years since we've done a feedback news show. I'm trying to remember who everybody is, but Freddie is here next to me.
That's me.
Amber. Is over there.
Amy.
Sorry. And then
silly boy.
Randy.
Hi.
Randy's here.
Randy!
Randy Chung.
Randy Chung.
Sounds like a newscaster.
Yeah.
Welcome. Last week of Feb.
Mm-hmm.
The last full week of Feb coming up here.
And a leap day coming up.
Leap year.
What are you guys going to do for your extra day? Leap
year. Was the Olympics supposed to happen this year?
No.
Is it the summer?
I'm not.
Yeah, 2020.
They forgot. The person who was in charge of it was like, oh my God, it's my year to do the Olympics.
Oops. They're going to throw it together real fast. Try to turn it in like half done and hope they just get partial credit.
Freddie's is angry because Amy didn't do her origins. I didn't do mine last week.
I'll do it later.
Am I angry? Do I come off as angry right now?
Yes.
Perturbed, let's put it that way.
Really?
Like Millie grumbling down there right now.
Millie is grumbling. She's something else.
Yeah, she wants her origins in terrain.
I am not angry.
So we're going to get a
start. I'm running this monkey farm now, Frankenstein, and I want to know what the fuck you're doing with my time.
Exactly.
I'm asking.
Wasting it.
With your time, I'm asking, are we excited about Summer Olympics? I didn't know. I'm so excited. I love Summer Olympics.
I love all the Olympics. I am. I probably will end up not watching any of it because I don't watch a lot of stuff now, but I am. I love the Olympics.
Some are excited.
I love the running.
I like the gymnastics.
I like the gymnasties. And
you call them the gymnasties?
Oh, I just did now.
Is it because of the butts and stuff?
Well, now it is.
Yeah.
But
it's like
initially it was just wordplay, but now that you reminded me about all that,
it's like a play on Garbage Pail Kids or something. It's like
gymnasty.
Really ugly gymnasts.
Garbage Pail Kids comes up in our news today.
Oh my God.
Casters and listeners.
No, synergy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just put my fingers together.
Like, you did.
It was like you had a moment of psychic ability.
So do we have 4 months of news to present to the listeners?
We have so much news.
Has it been that long?
I don't know.
We haven't done one in a while.
It's been at least 6 weeks, right? 7 weeks.
So how is everyone's February going? I mean, of course, if you've been listening, you've been hearing how our February has been going.
It's been great.
Yeah, we went to Disney World, and that was fantastic.
It's good.
You know, other than that, life as usual.
Yeah.
You know, Amy mailed Jeremy shirt. Just kidding.
I put it in Freddie's car with the intention of mailing it one day this week, but it didn't happen.
But we have Todd's shirt and pen.
And at this point,
yeah,
I don't know that I wanna.
She just wants to.
I don't like everybody's little jokes at my expense.
I think
it's
great.
I don't know how this landed on me.
I don't know.
You said you'd do it.
I did say I would have taken it last week, and you said no, no, no.
She's like, no, I can handle it.
No, no, no.
No, no, no.
You're like the Barclay of our enterprise, Amy.
And poor Jeremy's just sitting shirtless in his house.
He can't leave.
He's so cold right now.
He's been let go from his job because of
Can't go into convenience stores because they say no shirt, no shoes, no service.
And in a weird twist, we also have his shoes.
We're real bastards.
Like we hid them when he was here last. So he just joke and then just never gave them back.
So all he does is wear shorts or pants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I mean, I'm sure you have other shirts, Jeremy. I've seen you wear them.
Nope. He decided to get rid of all his shirts because this is going to be my only shirt now.
It's really important that we all remember who started this problem, and that would be Andy because he mailed him the wrong shirt size. And I just want to share the blame.
Well, there's plenty of blame to go around for
Thank
some people,
you.
But sure.
I accept responsibility, but you know, once the buck has been passed from me to you.
But then you were gonna mail it too that one day, and you didn't do it.
Oh, that's right, because when she
you
said no,
of
no,
a
no,
bitch. You attack. Well, attack Andy, deflect.
Freddie, how does it feel to be good?
It's exhausting.
Yeah, right?
All
right,
this day has already started with Freddie telling all of us how great Kelly is, because Kelly looks at the schedule.
Look at this guy over here.
To listen to his origins
I check
time.
The calendar every week.
He checks the show calendar.
I was very relieved to see that it was Amy's week. I was like,
I'm calling HR.
I was like, am I coming up? No, oh, no, not yet.
And you were probably thinking, well, Amy's got it, because Amy has it under control.
I mean,
she's a very responsible person.
What made you think that?
Well, I didn't think that.
But she is going to do it.
I appreciate that.
She's going to do it later.
I had zero expectations. All I cared about was that it wasn't my week, and then I didn't care what happened.
Freddie just waved a fist in Amy's direction. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're going to do it.
He said, why I oughta.
It was a dismembered fist.
Yeah, you were going to go straight to the moon.
To the moon with me.
Pausing.
Mm-hmm. I need to put another shelf in here.
So, why?
To put my Nautilus and my Mondoids on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm just going to
put one right here.
Probably going to do that.
Oh, listeners, we could put one right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you see that guy? What do you think?
You think all the listeners looked over?
Weigh in on that, listeners. Why don't you, we could take a poll. Is that the right spot?
But we're not going to show it to you.
I just did.
Oh, okay.
I pointed right at it. Look, I'll do it again. It's right there.
Right there.
Yeah, listeners, like go in your mind's eye.
Christ, Jesus.
And look for a blank space.
Do I have to fucking take a picture and show you?
Let's do it.
Jason.
Let's all visualize it.
Yeah. If we visualize hard enough, maybe it'll just happen.
And then you listener, you close your eyes and
you
attempt to
receive
the visualization, and then draw it and send it to us. And whoever
gets it right,
I'll send you Jeremy's shirt.
Yeah,
but I never will.
She'll promise to send you Jeremy's shirt,
and then it'll be your responsibility to mail Jeremy his shirt.
And then it's your
Andy
fault.
Will say he'll send it.
Yeah.
And then
if you're a patron, I'm making a lens of these Mondoids that I'm in love with because I took them out of the package.
I'm in love with a Mondoid.
I am a big fan of taking them out of the package.
Me
all
too.
Your toys. Play with your toys.
I don't ever leave anything. If I buy something fun like that, I always want to display it. I have a display shelf, and I don't collect a lot of things, but when I do, I like to take them out of the box. I do keep the boxes. Sometimes if they're nice, like Funko, I have all my Funko boxes.
Yeah.
It's just easier to dust boxes than toys with nooks and crannies.
I don't disagree with you.
I don't dust my toys.
And that's one way of doing it.
I don't dust shit.
You know, speaking of Funko Pops, I was looking at the Star Trek selection out in the world because I'm a big old Trekkie now.
Right?
Or Trekker. I don't know what we're supposed to call it. I prefer Trekkie because I think it's just funner.
You just call yourself a star.
I'm a star. And there's no Captain Sisko.
There's no Sisko?
I couldn't find one on the internet.
Is there a Sisko, the thong song guy?
Yes, Andy, that's what I'm referring to.
Just put like a one of those Star Trek emblems on him. And then, Captain Sisko.
And there's no Quark. I couldn't find a Quark or a Sisko.
Are there other DS9s?
Well, I mean, there's a Worf, but that's because he's
on
Next Gen.
Specific to DS9?
Not that I could find.
So maybe there's just a whole series missing.
Unless they made them and then they don't make them anymore, but I like looked everywhere.
Did you look on eBay?
Really want it?
I Googled.
Then it doesn't exist.
Is Sisko the one you're after?
I wouldn't mind a Sisko or a Quark.
Mm-hmm.
Your girl wants a Quark.
Which one's Quark?
Ooh, an Odo would look real weird.
Ferengi.
Is he the one with the ears?
Yeah,
yeah, he runs the bar.
Mm. What about a Rom?
A Rom? A Nog.
A Nog. Aw, RIP. Love Nog.
I know. He was a good. He was the first Ferengi in Starfleet Academy.
That's right.
Shut up. Anyway,
did you feel like Captain Sisko was a bit of a dick about that at the beginning when he wanted his letter of recommendation?
But then Nog gave this amazing speech.
No,
and
I know.
Really, it was really stirring. And I think that Sisko's a bit of a dick to everybody at first.
Well, he's an Ahab. He's a He's a Captain Ahab. He's a crazy.
Who's this white whale?
Oh, I think later there is a white whale. Like I think,
literal one?
Well, no.
Space whale?
I think there's some kind of Moby Dicky story that happens.
Moby Dicky?
Yeah. Well, I guess. He's wearing a Moby Dicky.
Dicky Mobes.
Dicky Mobes.
You went to the Funko Holy Land, right?
I did.
I wonder if
Everett, Washington.
I wonder if I went there.
I didn't. Well, maybe.
They would have what I want.
They have a lot of pops. I was surprised I didn't see, because you know they have other figures, and I didn't really see any of the other style figures there.
Right.
I was looking for some of the action figures. Yeah. But they do, yeah, pops out the butthole.
The butthole, you say?
Yeah, there's Married with Children pops there. And
yeah, I can get fucking Married with Children.
Married with Children.
Fucking one of the, just the worst, best television shows ever.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get a Sisko or a Quark.
Well, it's high time they put out a
right? I'm demanding it right now.
Do they have Voyager characters?
I think there's a Janeway.
Are you fucking serious?
Well, she's
You at least do captain/commanders if you're not gonna, you know.
Yeah. Agreed.
Really, all they'd have to do is a Sisko, Quark, and Odo. Or right. Sisko, Quark, and Kira.
Yeah. I'm not asking for a Dr. Bashir, okay?
I mean, I'm not trying to be fucking
listeners, is this real obnoxious? I have my Scully pop, which I looked for a long time and finally found at Horror Hound weekend, and that, you know, made me happy, and I'm just trying to beef up my nerd stuff on my desk at work.
Elise has a very nice she has a nice Laura Palmer.
It's nice
to find those ones that sort of represent you.
Yeah. Where you can have these like things on your desk that show that you're not just a person that makes spreadsheets all day.
You actually like a thing.
I'm a person with an imagination.
Mm-hmm.
With a fandom. I'm a straight up motherfucking nerd, yo.
I have a great Godzilla pop. It's very big. Yeah, it's bigger than the others.
Well, it's Godzilla.
Yeah, it needs to be.
Yeah.
A swollen pop.
Mm-hmm. Andy, do you have any pops?
Got a bunch of pops.
Are they mostly Toy Story?
I call them sodas, actually.
Oh, aww. My God.
Do we? How many pops do you own, Amy?
I just have the one I have, Scully.
And Forky.
You bought me Forky. I forgot I have a Forky.
There was this really weird like Disney on Ice ad or something that was in my Instagram feed. And it was Woody doing like a spin and he was holding Forky. But it was like a Forky. It wasn't like another performer. It was just a big Forky.
It was just a big fork.
And it was like on a loop, but it was only like half the spin. It was bizarre.
Yeah.
It was like.
So he just kept like turning halfway and then popping back and turning halfway and popping back.
Yeah. Just enough for his face and Forky's face to kind of swing into frame and then it would go back.
Oh, it wasn't a well thought out gif.
It wasn't. And plus the actor who was playing Woody was like.
Fat.
No.
No.
That'd have been great though.
All right.
He's just very like. He looked like a porcelain doll. it's like, you know, just because you're playing a doll doesn't mean you have to cast a doll.
It doesn't.
Yeah, he looked like
he's porcelain. Is he made up like Stuart from Mad TV in the cowboy outfit?
Yeah, but like imagine him if he were a Russian orphan and he was malnourished.
Oh yes, even better.
He seems very fragile. That's a very dangerous sport to be in.
It is
when you're fragile.
Truly.
Where did I recently read, or did somebody send me?
Maybe he has unbreakable disease.
It was an article by like one of the writers or producers of Toy Story 4 saying that they had this character, Forky, but they didn't know what to name him. And the guy asked like his 4-year-old
Fork
son,
face.
Forkface. The son wanted to name him Forkface. And he's like, well, obviously we couldn't do that. That's funny.
The implications. The optics on that aren't great, Skippy.
Try again, you loser.
He slapped his son across the face and said, we're going to wash your mouth out.
I'm disappointed in you, son.
Fork face. Are you fucking kidding me, kid? Are you forking kidding me?
They should make it's like the one genre they haven't spoofed in the Toy Story movies is like the raunchy teen sex comedy.
and
they could have like Forky's Revenge.
Forky's Revenge. Oh, yeah.
It would be great. And he could be him and his buddies are like, We're gonna get laid.
And poke little holes in like all of the girl toys boxes.
Yeah.
Like, go up and look at them when they're toy showering. I'm just trying to think of Porky's type stuff. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. They're like, they don't have any anatomy.
That's another movie I've never seen.
Porky's? I've never seen any of the Porky's.
Oh, well, we're going to have to fix that. Porky's is pretty great.
Is the pig in there?
The pig is on the sign at the restaurant bar place.
That's all. That's, yeah. I can't do that.
He needs Porky's.
I love to eat some pork.
Yeah. Dead ass, though.
Is that what we call ass?
Mm-hmm. Porkies. Hey, honey, you want me to
Porkies.
Slather some sauce on your porkies?
No. So, that's a great way to get a yeast infection. Yeah.
It's a great way. If you're going to do it,
it's my favorite.
It's a great way.
And if it's spicy, then I'll burn real bad.
I love to see Martha
vinegar
Stewart
based?
Or someone like that. I don't know who the new Martha Stewart is, but just come out.
The pioneer woman.
Today we're going to talk about a great way to get a yeast infection that involves pork butts.
And not pork butts.
And barbecue sauce all over your ass.
I can't wait to see her demonstrate that, just slathering barbecue sauce
all
on
over her ass. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Martha Stewart.
At least it's homemade. She probably makes her own barbecue sauce, just smear on her ass.
Wouldn't it be great if she went insane and just did shit like that, but because she's so rich and her show still made money, like nobody made her stop.
So there's some I think you'll possibly get a kick out of here.
No kicks. I don't get
kicks. We did not record Night of the Comic on Wednesday, but I wanted you to know why. Yeah.
And this no excuses.
Yeah. So, all right. I checked in with Jason and Dave.
Freddie just went to excuses.com to find.
Oh, yeah. On Wednesday, this is the best excuse I've ever received from anyone. It's like just including Jason in case there's a chance he can record tonight. Jason has not been able to for professional and personal obligations right now are keeping him overscheduled. But I said, are you still interested, Dave? Dave says, shit, I'm actually enrolled in a real-life Mario Brothers obstacle course for a chance to be one of the first people to go to the Mario theme park in Japan this evening.
Oh.
No joke.
Going to the Mario theme park that evening, or he's involved in that this evening?
It was that evening. He was in the obstacle course with...
I was like, likely story.
Yeah, it's totally real, though. He sent me pictures, and they're pretty
Did
hilarious.
He have to jump up and hit boxes with his head?
Yeah, they basically had a whole course, and Dasu Mario, who was on... Night of the Comic with us, who is a super New Yorky guy. I immediately just knew he was involved. I said, is Dasu Mario doing this with you too? And he's like, yeah, he even has like a whole outfit. He had like a hat and the big white hands.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Well, I feel like if you don't show up like that, you shouldn't win. Like, I feel like everyone who didn't show up like that, like he wouldn't even have to do the course if he was the only one.
So a Mario themed theme park. Mm-hmm. What sort of...
You fall down tubes, you get eaten by plants.
Very dangerous.
It's going to be great. It's like a very Disney-esque. It's universal, right?
I imagine there's like a Mario Kart like racetrack.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'd like it to be Michael Bay's Mario World, so there's like real fireballs flying everywhere.
Do you remember there was a great old Onion article?
That's awesome.
That was like workplace complaints from Mario?
No.
Because of how dangerous his work environment was, and it was like all OSHA complaints and stuff. It was pretty great. But
people kicking turtle shells all over the place, you trip over them and fall.
I feel like if Mike could have been there, Mikey B, this is something I could see him also being a part of.
Yeah.
He would have trained for 6 weeks for it.
Oh yeah.
Probably. I was just like, I'm tired. Or I mean, like, I'm like, it's cute, but I'm not going to run an obstacle course.
No, I like the idea of it. I'd watch people.
I would
do
love
it.
To watch other people. Like, we ended up wrapped up in this whole show. It was a sporting event thing when we were on a trip recently when we were in Disney. I think it was the slippery stairs competition.
Oh, it was the college kids climbing up the
slippery stairs
inflatable thing. And they were all like in.
Well, it was a staircase, right?
What is the name of the show?
Slippery Stairs.
Oh.
That was what it was called. It was called the Slippery Stairs College Tour or something.
I just remember they had nice shapes.
It's just easy. Yeah, and they were just squirting, and the people at the top had like super soakers full of lube, basically.
Yeah.
And they were just shooting off these big ropey strands of this lube all over these college students who were trying to climb up.
Mm-hmm.
And the female competitors are all like laughing and having fun together and just getting all
Luby.
And then the male competitors were like really trying to win, and it took all the fun out of it.
As per usual.
I was like, well, you guys, why can't you have fun?
Yeah.
You guys got to be so...
Just get lubed up and roll around with each other.
You know, no giggling hardly.
Why?
Men don't giggle. Sorry.
Yeah. How is Nintendo...
Oh, they do. Real men do.
And like Wipeout agreed. I giggle all the time. Mm-hmm. How has Nintendo and Wipeout not gotten together to create a Mario obstacle course TV show?
Yeah. Warrior?
Yeah, I'd watch the shit out of that.
Chubby Italian guys?
Well, yeah. Or like you just dress up like a chubby Italian guy. Yeah.
It's a very specific demo that's running the obstacle course.
Yeah. It only airs in New Jersey.
Yeah. But there's so many levels they could choose from. Like you could go on and on. There's so many different courses you could do from Mario games.
You really could.
Yeah. How do you warp?
TM this shit. Well,
what happens when someone falls in lava?
Well, they're disqualified.
When they melt.
Not real lava.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's just red water.
Yeah. It's just
do they stomp on turtles?
It's tomato soup. Yeah.
They have fake turtles. They have big. You're going to have these big. This mm-hmm. is how you get your opponents. You have these big fake turtle shells with real slippery bottoms or wheels on them. You kick them around. And
I like it.
I'm going to pitch this.
You know what? This might have been part of that obstacle course. Maybe they just need to make. Maybe we should go to YouTube and look up people competing on this obstacle course.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then just make a playlist. And then it's like we've got what we just wanted.
Why haven't I watched this yet? I've known about it. Yes.
Kelly was about to explain how you would warp in this situation, and you interrupted.
Because I was trying to cover for him. There's no way you can warp.
There is a way you can warp.
He said he knew.
So there are tubes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there are secret. So you know, in Mario 1, to warp, you have to go and run through. You have to realize you can go through the bricks and then go to that extra place. Mm-hmm. So if you find, like, you can push and touch on all the things, you're gonna have. There's gonna be some kind of fake thing. When you're going to push the bricks and you're going to realize they move and you go up and you follow the little tunnel and it takes you to a secret warp area.
A shortcut. What if they're water slides, all the pipes?
Well, that's the thing. So then you go to the warp area, you find the pipes, you go in a pipe, and if you water slide to another area.
Yes. Yes.
But then you're in that water world and you drown because there's no actual end to it.
Are there toads in this? Like the little mushroom guy who gives you prizes? To help you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you actually get a magic mushroom and get bigger somehow?
No.
Is that just hallucinogens? In the course, it's just hallucinogens.
It increases your hit points.
Okay.
You get so many hits.
You get a helmet.
And when you find a mushroom, it increases your hit points by 2.
All right.
Done and done. You're welcome, world. Yeah, you got this shit.
If you get a flower, you get little tennis balls look like fire, and you throw them at people's faces.
This is well thought. This is not something you just came up with.
I'm making it up as I go.
You've not stewed on this
from
childhood?
No, I didn't even think about it
until this.
Do you remember, was it Gyromite, the weird game that came with Robbie the Robot or whatever it was?
I never got to play it, but I remember them advertising it.
You're pretty intrigued, right? Because you're like, the robot helps you.
I always want, my friend had the robot, but I never got to see, because it was like one of those selfish kids that doesn't want you to play with anything they own.
The kids who had the robot always bitched about the robot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, give it to me.
Well, there was always
a corner.
I don't want
to give it to you.
That's what, I used to ask my friends.
I'm like, you hate it.
They would stop playing with it. They hated their Star Wars toys. They were so over, they were so,
Andy, what are you
abundant in Star Wars toys.
Just because
they wouldn't play with them. And I would say, can I have them? I really would love and cherish them.
Yeah, I would appreciate it. I would even pay you for it.
No.
Yeah. Just because you hate something doesn't mean you have to give it away.
You're like, I'll give you my
Swatch. But why wouldn't you, though? That's the thing. Why wouldn't you? If I have something that I hate or I don't want anymore and someone is like...
Like your ex-wife.
Can I have that?
Take my ex-wife.
Yeah.
For example.
I'd give her to anybody that wanted her. We haven't found one yet, but that's okay. It's just a weird selfishness.
Yeah.
I don't want this, but I don't want you to have it either.
All right, Bernie Sanders.
I'm not into it.
How are you going to pay for it?
So, 1% of the gamers control 99% of the Robbie the Robots.
Kelly's very socialist about this. Yeah. We distribute.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't called Robbie the Robot, was it?
No, it wasn't, but it...
It's very important that you get it right.
It had a name though, right?
Slobby the Robot.
That's what it was Slobby.
It was Slobby the Knobby. I don't remember.
Slippery Stairs, I think.
Ricky the Robot.
You guys got a new robot.
It was Jorf.
Oh, we did, and I don't know where it is right now.
You got a Jabberjaws.
Its battery was almost dead, and it's not on its dock. It's hidden somewhere in this house.
They have a shark
from you.
They have a shark that's patrolling the seas out there in the living room.
Yeah.
Because the house is dog so hair. Hairy, and Amy gets mad when I vacuum. She's like, it's so loud.
Oh my God!
Trying to watch Housewives. And I'm like, I'm trying to make this home livable. Okay. And you're like, give me another drink.
No.
That's exactly what happened, and you know it.
Like a housewife.
I don't want to continue the argument, no, but I will neither. Say, Freddie the other day is like, I want to buy this $500 shark Roomba thing.
$440 because I found a price match.
And I was like, dude, that's a lot of money. And
it is a lot of money.
Well, do you want to vacuum more? And I'm like, why is the choice spend $440 or I have to vacuum more?
Because I was vacuuming my share.
Oh my God.
I sucked up all the bits I left.
Don't all get married, bits. Kids. Just don't.
Amy, think of all the black eyes you're not going to get.
I guess. This is great.
Is it worth $440 not to put makeup on every day to cover your black eye?
You're right.
Andy's got a dark streak.
This is a dark day.
He's got a darkness in him. Mm-hmm. All right. You guys want to move on to news?
Let's move on to news. Right. Oh, wait.
Yeah. What?
Just a minute.
That was perfect.
I was just gonna say hi to the patrons.
Yes,
and just say thanks for listening. And do you have any patron? You usually say a patrony thing before we move to the next.
I didn't actually even say patreon.com/notlp.
Yeah,
the last thing
I remembered. I'm on fire.
You are on fire.
Again, Kelly's the model employee.
Oh my God!
That mean
that's the first time that's ever happened in my life.
Do you feel bad about yourself, Andy?
I just threw some lenses out there of our unboxed Mondoids, the ones that are here, and I'll take pictures of mine.
You should post them on the group, and I'll post mine on the group that you got me. Right. If you weren't listening last time, we talked about it. If we ever talked about it, Fred, they got me. Mondoids as well.
Yeah, take a picture of where they are. We'll put them on Instagram.
I will.
I just want Kelly to know that me and Amy gossip behind your back because you're the boss's pet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Freddie is fostering a very competitive environment in this.
It's not my management style, but I guess it's one.
Kelly and I have tea time.
My increased paychecks don't care about gossip.
We're not supposed to talk about salaries.
Well. Adam hates everything. Tells you that you should because
I know.
That's your right.
That's
really
where
should.
The power lies. And then you said earlier, you said to remind us to wish a happy birthday our friend Shayna.
Shayna, happy birthday, girl!
Yeah, happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you!
Thank you for being our friend.
Happy birthday!
For, you know the song.
And
this is Shayna Reed.
Jeremy, we'll get that shirt out.
Oh my God!
Lindsay Buckingham. Yeah. And also Todd DePompa, your shirt and pen will be out soon. And Nikki, your pen, all these things will come to you.
Know that this is difficult for me.
For what reason?
And so just be cool.
All right. Now,
are you ready for some news?
Yes.
I think we're ready for some news.
Maybe. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
There is a special
The people he killed get up and kill.
Remember, human beings are their food.
Oh, holy meatballs. I got to get some fucking reading glasses.
Oh.
I find like lately I've been like
Grandpa
one,
Kelly.
One eyeing it and holding things out like this.
They call him One Eye.
So Taika Waititi and Judy Law are teaming up for a Showtime horror comedy called The Atyr.
Atyr.
And let's see what they say about that. Showtime, that's a channel on cable.
Yep.
For those of you who don't know, they're developing a series that is a whole lot of fun, it says.
Go!
Well, I'm sorry. The article actually says it has the potential, and I'm reading this, you know, I don't make the news or
verbatim.
I just look it up. I can enlarge it. That's good.
Oh, you guys, he figured out how to zoom in on his phone.
Good job, Grandpa.
Well, sometimes websites don't.
You're being a real Linda in the office right
Sometimes websites don't.
Don't!
You can't always increase the text.
Okay.
With this.
Sir.
But this one you can.
Okay. I look like I stink, but I don't.
So anyway, the article I'm reading says it has the potential to be a whole lot of fun. So, you know, take that for what it is. It's the series is called The Auteur, and Showtime has ordered a script for multiple episodes. So I guess this is early, early.
Showtime has nothing for me, but now they have something I'm intrigued in. I'm intrigued in. Am I okay? I should go back.
Did you have a stroke?
I might have.
Here's the synopsis. Is there a graphic novel? So it's based on a graphic novel. All right, here we go. No, it's based on a graphic novel by Britney Spears.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Well, good
Rick,
for her.
Rick Spears.
I wish it was Britney.
She's so multi-talented.
Pickle Rick Spears.
Dirty James Callahan.
Pickle Spears for short.
And Luigi Anderson Mario. Just Luigi Anderson.
No, oh, okay.
There's no Mario at the end of that. I just wanted to play with their names. The auteur is a twisted romance and a glamorous high wire act of biting satire. The graphic novel centers around a film producer who, desperate to make a great horror movie after a massive bomb, accidentally traps the production on a backlot with a serial killer.
Oh, dear.
You can also go to the description of the... Oh, there's more.
You sound so disappointed. Oh, there's more.
It's basically just a longer version of that.
So it's a graphic novel that Taika Waititi is adapting for Showtime.
And Judy Law has signed on to star and will be executive producing.
Who's Judy Law?
Jude Law.
Jude Law. I don't like Jude Law. This is a conundrum for me.
Well, it's fine because this is Judy Law.
Yeah.
So he's not playing a pope in this.
He's not a pope.
Okay. Are you sure? I think he only does that now.
He plays the pope?
He's the pope.
He's on the, what is it called? The other pope or the two popes?
The pope down the street.
Pope and poper.
The popers.
I think it's pope on a rope.
Yeah. The prince and the poper.
Yeah.
Pope the vampire slayer.
Pope and Ain't Easy.
Pope Trek.
Two dope queens. Two pope queens.
Two pope girls.
Two guys, a girls, and a pope.
The big pope theory. Stupid.
Everybody popes.
Everybody loves the pope.
Oh boy.
Not everybody. Not all the smallest of kids.
Well, shit.
Good point.
So,
I'm crying.
The new pope. Who's that pope?
Who's that pope?
It's Jess.
That is a show, right? The new pope?
Yeah.
Oh, how?
It might be.
We got a skit together where it's Zoe Deschanel as Jude Law, yeah, as the pope.
I love it.
Hanging out with Jake. But just the cast, the new girl.
The pope has a little ukulele. He's so quirky.
I think that would be hilarious. So someone at Showtime, someone who works at Showtime named Amy Israel.
I heard she's not.
She doesn't. You know what though? She's always getting in scrapes with Jenny Palestine.
She keeps it real.
Oh God.
She keeps it Israel.
Israel.
She says the auteur unites the wildly imaginative filmmaker Taika. It's hyperbole. Okay. Well, anyway.
Hyperbole threw me off.
We'll look at that when it comes out.
Okay.
Let's move on to more news that I have.
Oh my God, I'm like,
where the fuck is my reading list?
All right,
here we go.
Okay.
I got to go to my reading list.
Oh my goodness.
So this is cool. I know Freddie does. Do you remember Grizzly?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Did you know that there was a sequel shot for Grizzly? Like a whole sequel. It had George Clooney in it, Charlie Sheen, Laura Dern, all before they were anybody.
Really?
Yeah. And it got lost.
It was misplaced.
Somebody put it in a closet somewhere in a shoe polish box.
They filed it under B for bear.
Yeah.
And no one could find it.
And they were like, where did we put Grizzly 2? I looked all through the G's. I looked all through the 2's.
Well, if it's not in the G's or the 2's, I don't know what to tell you.
So anyway, they made a fucking sequel in, let's see, the first one came out in 76. So in 83, they made a sequel, and Andre Zotz, that's S-Z-O-T-S, I think that's what that says, was directing, and that sequel was not finished due to funding issues, And then there was problems in between the producers. So it's just been sitting there doing nothing and being shitty and like not having a release or any good prints. But they fucking found one. They found a good print, and this person named
Sean Spaghetti Johnson.
Oh, this is quite the name.
Normal.
Suzanne Sikos Nagy.
Okay.
Was able to find a clean and crisp digital transfer. I don't know. She just found it.
Mm.
Yeah.
It was like a bootleg or something, probably. And so now
the cast are working.
Oh, they shot some new footage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they shot some fucking new footage, and they finished the film.
Was it George Clooney throwing the heart of the ocean off of the bow of the ship?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, I remember it like it was yesterday. The Grizzly 2 was after us.
It was the most erotic thing he'd ever experienced.
Yeah. I want you to grizz me like one of your bears.
Grizz?
But yeah. This is a direct quote from Suzanne Sikos Nagy.
Uh-huh.
She said, might be Nagy. I don't know. Nagy.
It could be.
We didn't want to make a 21st century movie when we looked at the footage. We wanted to keep it as original as possible to have an authentic American movie quality. I don't think she's from here.
Does she mean American movie as in like Coven?
Maybe. Authentic Coven. American movie quality from the 80s.
Yeah.
Something that was missed or lost and found later on to attract enthusiastic cult lovers. With the casting power and the existing entertainment value with a big bear. This is what she said. We believe the movie will resonate with today's audience. What you just said, ma'am,
mm-hmm.
was we don't want a movie for today's audience. We think if we make this as 80s and old looking as possible, this will resonate with today's audience.
We put old Pepsi commercials in the middle of it.
Which is fun. I do like shit like that.
We, but there's at least two or three Rubik's products throughout the film, including the Rubik's chain.
The Rubik's chain.
Very, remember Rubik's triangles?
Mm-hmm. They're hard.
They were in the cartoon too.
Yeah. Oh, the amazing Rubik's Cube cartoon.
Yeah.
I love that.
Is that true?
Yeah. They were on a train.
Was it actual Rubik's Cube, the character?
No.
Rubik's Cube, well, it was a magic Rubik's Cube.
It was magic, but
gypsies had it, and like fell in the opening credits, it falls off their gypsy wagon and some kid finds it.
But right? Yeah, but I don't think the cube talks.
So it's like Hellraiser?
Are you sure it doesn't talk? I feel like it had like, oh, I'm a Rubik's Cube.
I'm not sure. I don't think it had a face or anything. Yeah. It might have communicated. I don't remember.
He used a chalkboard.
So they're making Grizzly 2 or Grizzly for you, motherfuckers.
And here's the synopsis. All hell breaks loose when a 15-foot grizzly bear, reacting to the slaughter of her kid by poachers.
Oh, it's like Jaws.
Seeks revenge. Oh, yeah, all these are. Well, actually, Grizzly is described as Jaws with a bear, the original.
Bear Jaws.
But it's a pretty cool movie if I remember it correctly.
Hold up. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
No.
This is the amazing Rubik's Cube intro.
On a mysterious night, Rubik's Cube appeared, bringing happiness. Rubik's Cube has changed everything in our lives. He's colorful, magical, lovable. Rubik, he's our friend.
He's got a face and little legs.
It does have a face?
Okay. And it can teleport kids around, make them fly like E.T.
Hello. Yeah, that
my
I knew.
My name is Rubik.
There it is.
You did. Yeah. See, I didn't remember it very well.
That's awful.
You want to know why I remember that so well?
Why?
It's because for years, people did not believe me when I told them I used to watch the show. They're like, that didn't exist.
It's super
before the internet. Now the internet, I was like, every person that did that to me got an email from me when the internet came out.
I support that.
Came out.
I would have lost my mind. You kept a list of names.
Yeah, it was the first thing I did. I made a list that said for when the internet comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had in parentheses, it said the amazing Rubik's Cube.
That was number one?
It was number one, and there was a list of names.
What was number two on the list?
Number two is porn.
Good.
I've never seen Grizzly 1. Is it worth my time?
No, yes. We should make that happen.
All right.
It's fun. It's bear.
It's Jaws with a bear.
It's a bear.
So So there's bear seeking revenge for poachers killing her coop, and she kills anyone that gets in her fucking way. All in right. The 3 days before the major concert taking place in Yellowstone National Park, there's going to be a major concert, and whoever wins the concert gets a major award.
Uh-huh. Fragile.
Mm-hmm. Yellowstone National Park, the gigantic grizzly bear has brutally attacked campers Ron, played by George Clooney, Tina, played by Laura Dern, and Lance, played by Charlie Sheen. This is blowing my balls off. I'm just, what?
Do you feel like one of them was behind the movie disappearing?
Oh, son of a bitch. Yeah, probably. I actually had that thought when I was reading this. I was like, I wonder how they feel about
which
this.
Which one? Georgie Clins?
Interestingly enough, it's Charlie Sheen. He's so pissed off about it.
I was about to say, if it's any of the three, I would say maybe Laura Dern. They all seem to have a sense of humor about the weirder stuff they've been in.
Yeah, now. I don't think that any of them will actually be bothered by this. Actually, like, Charlie Sheen will probably be excited to have a project.
And George Clooney was in the sequel to the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. So.
Hey, and Laura Dern is America's sweetheart right now.
She's awesome.
She is awesome.
She's the better Laura. I'm looking at you, Lenny. Mm. The fuck out of my life.
So, she fucking attacks those campers, a poacher and a park ranger, everybody that would be potentially in Yellowstone National Park. Sure. It's basically campers, poachers and rangers.
Yeah.
Those are the character classes when you play Grizzly 2, the role-playing game. And the terror doesn't end there, folks. As the giant grizzly bear finds its way to the concert grounds, to go on a killing spree and also get its jam on.
All right.
Yeah.
It loves fish. The band.
And jam the salmon. Bands.
And salmon.
So I have nothing in common with this bear, I see.
So anyway, that sounds fun.
You know what would be great is I feel like at one of those concert festivals, a grizzly bear could probably pass for a long time as just a concert goer.
Definitely.
Before anybody realized what was going on.
I agree. You wouldn't even know. You'd just be like, that is one hairy hippie.
Yeah.
Y'all remember Sam Worthington?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jake Sully. He had a moment, remember?
Yeah, he did.
He was like every fucking where.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was nowhere.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, he's somewhere now.
Where is he?
He's in a movie.
He's right behind you.
He's sitting grizzly
right free. Behind you.
Oh my God. Oh, Kelly lost him. Oh, never mind what we said about Sam Worthington. He disappeared again.
Wow, he's really not doing anything.
Just look where he found Grizzly 2.
Did it take him that long to get his legs to, you know, recover from the atrophy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really misses his
Remember the skinny little legs he had all the time?
I remember, because he was in that chair, and then he floated into our laps, and I was like, holy shit!
Yeah.
This movie's awesome!
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I was like, I don't think it was awesome. But I think the effects were.
Yeah.
The rides in fucking Disney World are goddamn amazeballs.
Let me tell you what. Let me pause for a second. Yes, just talk about Avatar for a second.
Yeah.
Sure.
The movie itself is goofy as shit.
It is. Yes.
But I'm 100% in support of seeing it in the theater at least once.
Yeah. The 3D. Yeah. Absolutely.
It was amazing. Remember how amazing it was?
It was really amazing.
It was. And then, like, nobody could see past. Like, the hardcore film fans, people who like technical stuff enjoyed it, but, like, the people who are really into film.
The story, too. The story wasn't good.
I mean, it was fine. It was just, it was a well-trod template.
When I say story, I meant the dialogue and other details.
I mean, it's pretty goofy.
Wait, it looked beautiful, but.
Wait till you meet the scientist. Introducing you to the ride Flight of Passage. Dialogue. This guy's like, and then you're gonna go over here.
It's like they were going for like a realistic thing with him, and
then they got the poor man's Sigourney Weaver.
Jackie Ogden.
Dr.
Jackie Ogden. Like the whole intro for the Flight of Passage, which is, if you've seen Avatar, you know, you fly on the back of the banshees.
Of the big bird things.
Yeah. In Disney, they have this attraction where you ride them. You can feel them breathing under you. It's pretty amazing. Like you're flying and everything. Awesome. It is really amazing. But there's this intro and this whole character in lieu of Sigourney Weaver, like you said, it's this very tough, you know, your James Cameron type.
She's very tall.
Yeah, tough as nails.
Tough as nails lady.
And she has very thin lips like Sigourney Weaver too.
And she has rope.
No nonsense.
She has rope on her shoulder at one point.
You know, she's got some fucking science to do, bitch.
Yeah. She's not going to let any old
anything
stand in the way
of her. And if she's not in the sequels, if Dr. Jackie Ogden is not in the sequel movies.
I hope so. That'd be great.
Or the goofy ass scientist guy that says 3,000 times when he's introducing you to how to ride the fucking Banshee.
He's just stalling for time because there's a delay.
Yeah.
In the ride.
Those both need to be in those movies or I'm burning it all down.
Did we ever establish what happened to Sam Worthington?
So he is.
He's riding a Banshee.
I'm about to tell you. He's in a movie coming out that's something about whales versus sharks.
Oh.
And it's called Alphas. And Sam Worthington has signed on to star in it.
Cause is it a sci-fi movie?
He was like, why the fuck not? You know, sharks, whales, whatever.
Is it a tongue-in-cheek, like, goofy thing? Or is it, like, literally, like, a science movie?
Versus?
Well, let's discover together, because, as you know, I don't read these ahead of time.
Yeah.
So someone named Hannah and Christopher Tuffin, that's two people. Someone's named Hannah and Christopher Tuffin.
You think you're real Tuffin, don't you, Christopher?
They wrote, they came up with the story for this one. And Frank Hannah, I guess it's Frank Hannah and Christopher Tuffin. He wrote a screenplay and the Alphas, the synopsis was a coastal community terrorized by a school of sharks. The townspeople decide the only way to deal with the man-eating threat is to unleash a damaged killer whale held for years in solitary confinement after it killed its trainer. This is ridiculous.
This is stupid.
It's like the only, we're going to have to bring in the tough whale that has the eye patch. The eye patch whale needs to go out there. His name is Sid the Whale.
And then Sam Worthington's character is an environmentalist who must convince the owner of a killer whale sanctuary to unleash the orca that nearly killed her in an attempt to drive away a spiraling great white shark population led by a fierce alpha shark.
God, I hope
think
the
an environmentalist would just convince them to let it go because that's what you should do.
That's what you should do. I like, well, sometimes they say when they're in captivity, then they're all psychologically screwed up where they can't function. But I think the trainer should be just like a torso.
Could one?
He's like, I know, for $10,000, I get a whale voiced by probably someone like Chris Christopherson, because it should talk. And it's got an eye patch, but I'll get it. I'll put it out there to fight your sharks for you.
Yeah. I'd like Lance Henriksen to walk in at the end and say something about the movie.
Yeah.
Can one orca fight off many great whites? Are they great whites?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Oh, a school of orca.
I was about to say, though, there have been incidents of orca killing sharks.
Oh, they definitely do. But yeah, I think if you take this synopsis and you're like, we have one orca.
Mm-hmm. One fucked up orca.
And we have a school, I don't know.
But there should be a montage where they train that orca to use a weapon vest that they attach to it that has like guns and stuff on it.
But what if those are Dr. Evil sharks with freaking lasers attached to their heads?
Freaking sharks with freaking lasers attached to their heads.
Yeah. I mean, if we're gonna give the orca,
but the sharks aren't working weapons with people. That's the advantage. That's where you show people and whales coming together to defeat the sharks who don't have the common, they don't have the friendship. And at the end, the whale's like,
I don't think orcas do either.
I could have never done it without you guys. And then they're like, we couldn't have done it without you, Blinky.
And he decides to stay in the park just because he loves them.
Because, he's like, I'm sorry I ate your arms and legs.
And they're like, well, we're sorry we kept you for so long and made you crazy.
Or the trainer.
I literally can't wait for this movie.
Has some sort of cybernetic attachment to the whale, and she uses the whale as her arms and legs.
Yeah.
They fight together.
Yeah.
Like an avatar.
Like a Mad Max Fury Road kind of situation, exactly. Maybe.
This is from something called Sentient.
Sounds so dumb.
Yeah.
And, real bad. And Endurance Media.
Yeah.
It's being produced by Pierre Morel, not Paris. I don't even know why I said that.
I don't know either.
Pierre Morel.
Mm-hmm. I just hope the orca has a tattoo at least.
Yeah.
Oh, it says mom.
Like a jailhouse tattoo.
And then someone named Steve Richards.
It's a white whale supremacist.
Renee Tabb, from Sentient, Jake Martin.
Are we still talking about the orca movie?
No, this is. Wait, this is it still?
Yeah, these are just names that are attached.
These are names.
You don't have to read like every, like who's the grip?
I like to read the names that they provide. They provide them for a reason, Amy. So here's something.
Here's some more names.
No, this is different news now.
Okay. You ever worry we're going to be like laughing our asses off at some movie news and then you get to the names and there's like three or four people you know in there? And you're like,
no,
good
here's job, the thing.
Good luck with your whale movie.
If I know you and like you and you're making this whale movie, good for you for getting a paycheck. But this sounds terrible.
I would love to be involved with the armor design, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, maybe so if we know people, maybe we can make that happen.
If you need a script punch up.
So this this is a callback to where I said I have news about something for you when you brought up Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh, yes.
R fucking L fucking Stein.
Oh, that guy.
According to the headline, takes on the Garbage Pail Kids this Halloween.
Intrigued.
So,
is he
Goosebumps and Fear Street author Mr. Robert Leonard Stein has signed a 3-book deal with Abrams Children's Books to bring us a middle grade series based on Garbage Pail Kids.
I'm in.
I guess.
I don't know if he has the gross out.
Cred. Now that I've read this, I revoke this.
Do you think he is really writing these anymore all by himself?
Oh, it might just be a brand. He could just be a brand at this point.
I mean, Carolyn Keene, anybody?
I love R.L. Stein brand wipes.
Yeah. They wipe my butt. Yeah. Real nice.
They're spooky.
They're like,
but anyway, I'm with you on this. I don't think he's got the, listen, R.L. Stein is whatever, but I don't think he's got the.
Yeah. It's a very, very wholesome style. Like the stuff that I know for sure.
He's got a more Garbage Pail Kids shouldn't be wholesome. It's dangerous. That's why they were great. I just don't think it's right for this. I don't know.
R.L. Stein, brand wipes. They always come away bloody. But it's not, your butt's not really bleeding. It's just, they're spooky.
It comes with it.
It's a fake chemical reaction to make you think.
Mm-hmm. But it isn't good for you, though. I mean, it doesn't make your butt bleed, but it's definitely not good for you.
The chemicals are great.
You're absorbing for your skin. Into you.
It still gets me every time, though.
I know. You're
I've been using it for months. I'm like, oh, no. I should know that my butt's not bleeding.
The green slime version.
Yeah. Oh, those are better. Mm-hmm.
So here
still
is
cancerous.
My last bit of news.
Yes.
Bruce Campbell. You know him. You love him. Remember, he retired from playing Ash in any further Evil Dead related media.
Sure.
He said, I'm not going to do it. I'm not fucking doing that again. Now look at me. And he did that thing from Captain Phillips where he was like, look at me. I'm not Ash any fucking more. Got it. And everybody was like, anyway.
I really regret they never made a limited edition Captain Crunch box with his face on it.
It's too bad. What?
He's going to star as Ash in?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
The new Evil Dead might be heading into production with him involved. So this says that, you know, he's retired from playing, Ash. Good old Ash. But that doesn't mean he won't do something else.
Sure.
And so it was announced a few months ago that a new Evil Dead movie is being made there. And
make one of them their Evil Dead movies.
Sam Raimi, who is not coming to this Horror Hound now, but he was.
Oh, because of Doctor Strange 2?
But he's postponed.
Aww.
Is he doing Doctor Strange 2?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No fucking shit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Good for him.
I know,
and
right?
It's going to be a horror movie, yeah.
Yeah, well, good. That's what I wanted out of Doctor Strange. That's why I was excited he was coming into the MCU, because that's the only good thing about Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm. Not the only good thing.
It's the best good thing about Doctor Strange.
You don't love Bennicums? Bennicums.
But...
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I love Benny Seabatch. Benny Cumberbatch. I like that better than Benny Seabatch.
I like Benny Seabatch better.
I like Benny Cumberbatch because he got cums in it.
Oh, somebody did do it.
Oh,
did what?
Nice.
The Captain Phillips guy on a Captain Crunch. Yeah. I'm the captain now.
That was an unofficial bit of news is that Sam Raimi was coming, but he's postponed due to filming. But postponed
Ted's
is
still coming, right?
Ted's still coming, and postponed is good. Usually, if someone cancels, they say canceled.
Right.
So that leads me to believe that he will
probably agreed to come to the next event. Yeah.
Which is awesome. There's a new Evil Dead in the works, and Raimi is going to give it to a young film director, unnamed as of yet. And
little Billy Wilkinson, Portland, Oregon.
Exactly.
Today's your lucky day.
You are directing the new Evil Dead movie.
I've never directed a film before, Mr. Raimi.
This is why. A fan asked old Bruce if he'd be starring in another Evil Dead, and he said,
"I'm eating my dinner."
He reiterated that he was not ever going to play Ash again, but said, "We're producing more Evil Dead movies, maybe one later this year. Sam Raimi has handpicked the next guy to make another creepy Evil Dead. It just won't have Ash. Yeah, it is cool. There are more stories to tell, sir." That's what he said to that fan.
Well, okay.
Yeah, that's great, you know. Yeah, okay. What are we talking about again?
Anyway.
Where am I?
So, Evil Dead. Bruce Campbell. News. Sam Raimi. Whales.
Sharks.
Yeah.
Jake's Woolley.
Jake's Woolley.
Battlestar Galactica. So, anyway, that's the news.
That is all the news you can use to lose.
All the news that's fit to skim.
Your booze. Fit to skim. That's all the news that Kelly can enlarge on his phone and read haltingly.
Yeah, I need to get you an iPad with big, extra large letters on it.
But then I can't. Then they're too big, and then
oh,
I still have.
No!
That's why I have to read it haltingly because, like, it's the letter. Like, I'm progressing through the word.
I get you.
He's sounding it out.
Kelly's like in purgatory.
Yeah, can't be too big. What are you fucking Goldilocks over here?
Oh, the Rondos.
What?
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot. We've been nominated again for a Rondo.
Yeah.
And Horror Hound is in there a bunch, too.
That's right.
So vote for all the cool things that you love on the Rondo ballot. And if you love us, please vote for us.
Yeah, and I'll probably throw this Rondo ballot that Nathan made, like a handy-dandy...
Nathan from Horror Hound.
Ballot that has all the Horror Hound categories. And he graciously included us in Category 19 on their ballot. And I can share this to our Patreon page if you guys are interested in that. Because you just copy and paste and you throw it back to the Rondo email account. Yeah. We also have some emails that came in through the website. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but Jenny.
Jenny. Sorry, Jenny.
She's never heard that
never
before.
Never
Well, that's the way she spells it, with two E's on the end, and I thought I would have to enunciate to do it justice. But says, "Hey, guys, I was wondering if any of you have seen the new Are You Afraid of the Dark miniseries. Would that be something you would be willing to discuss on the show? I'm curious what your thoughts are. Just something I was thinking about, so I thought I would ask. Hope you had fun at the Disney's.
We did.
I'm looking forward to new episodes. Thanks." We haven't. I haven't.
I haven't either.
I've definitely
Where
not.
Is it?
I've never heard of
it's
it.
It's on Nickelodeon. We don't have Nickelodeon, is why we haven't seen it. I was really excited to hear it was coming out.
I skipped over news that said that season 2 is already in production.
Oh, really? It's only like 3 episodes, maybe? It is a mini series, and it looks like, I guess, there's an arc. The thing I really liked about the old series, and I was a little too old for it, but I still watched it because I babysat my cousin and she watched it. And then I was like, "Oh, this is like Twilight Zone. I'm in."
Yeah.
And then I was like, "I'm just going to watch this shit and I'm going to eat it up."
I never caught up to it.
It's fun. It's,
if
do you know
back
the
to
format?
It now, it's not as good.
It's very
like a corny. It's like a campfire thing, yeah, right? And they're sitting around telling campfire stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I remember.
It's a storytelling club and they tell scary stories to each other.
Yeah.
And, huh?
In the dark.
Yeah, and I think it was Canadian.
Are you afraid?
The Midnight Society.
Yeah, the Midnight Society. But the thing I really liked about that was it was an anthology.
Mm-hmm.
I love anthologies because if you don't like one episode, you get a whole different story of the next one.
I am into that.
But that's you and your attention span. Freddie always prefers an anthology like story.
That's true.
I like
a through line.
Fiction, I am the same. I prefer anthologies to novels.
Yeah, it's just real...
For sure.
And I'm the other way. I like a serialized television show and a big old thick-ass novel.
Ooh, she thick.
She likes like a novel thick. With girth.
Girthy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Jenny, yeah, unless I can easily get a hold of it, I'm not going to watch it because I don't steal television anymore.
Right, yeah, so we don't pirate things.
I mean,
there may be a Nickelodeon app.
They do. And the weird thing is the Nickelodeon app does not have this new series on it.
Oh,
You can buy, eventually I might just buy it just to cover it on the show. Could be fun.
I'm buying all these other streaming services.
but I do feel like that could be a lot of fun to discuss. in a future episode.
Can we not get it through my mom's cable password?
I don't know. Maybe. Nickelodeon. Amy's like, we don't steal television anymore, but we will steal.
That's not stealing. She's paying for it.
I have cable.
Yeah, you do, Grandpa Kelly. Can't.
Well, it's only because they won't take it back. Lenses.
They won't take the cable. Here, I don't want it. And they're like, well, then you're going to get four pizzas.
Yeah, it's every time we try to get rid of it, they're just like, well, it's going to be $80 more if you get rid of it. But we'll give you $80 if you keep it.
So we do get a lot of, I'm sure, like most blogs and podcasts that cover genre stuff, we get contacted by a lot of PR companies and stuff. And also sometimes individual people involved with projects will email the show. We get a ton of those and we don't really always get a chance to respond to them or check the stuff out. And
claiming my time.
And I always feel bad when someone takes the time to make a personal email and send it to us. And I'm like, I can't. But there are some pretty cool things sometimes we hear about this way.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them is this show called Ren, the Girl with the Mark, which you can watch on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen that on, like, show up on there somewhere or heard of it.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of like a throwback to kind of like the Xena Hercules shows, only it's a little more earnest than those. But I just feel like it's worth at least mentioning, since we're not going to be able to cover it in depth, since they did take the time to contact us. And it looks great. Like, the look of the show is really, they nailed the fantasy look.
Nice.
So that's very cool.
Nice.
I'm excited for this A24 fantasy thing coming out. The green.
Yeah, that looks really cool.
Green Knight.
The Green Knight?
Yeah, the Green Knight. Who was in that again? It has some pretty big stars in it.
I don't know.
Like Sam Worthington.
Sam Worthington, for sure.
Jake Sully?
Jackie Ogden.
Dr. Jackie Ogden. Funny.
Dr. Jackie Ogden.
Charlie Sheen.
Oh yeah.
A killer bear.
Young Laura Dern.
A bear.
A bear versus killer an bear. Orca.
All that.
Maybe they should put the grizzly on top of the orca and then they can fight the sharks. Then the orca has a fighting chance.
It's Dev Patel.
Oh yes.
Joel Edgerton.
Oh, love him. He's a great director.
Does he sort of look like Sam Worthington? Sometimes I feel like I might get them confused.
Joel Edgerton looks like a regular person to me.
Oh, okay. And Alicia Vikander?
Oh.
Vikander?
No, that Tomb Raider.
And Vikings.
Yerp.
There is a, and under that category.
She's a Viking. I didn't just say Vikings for no reason. I wanted everyone to understand.
We all understand.
Well, I don't know if, maybe everybody doesn't know there was a show called Vikings.
Oh my God.
So somebody's out there. Why did Kelly say Vikings?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel like most people were thinking that.
We were also contacted by a filmmaker, Skip Shea, who create. There's a movie called Trinity that you get on VOD. Again, this is just a case of not having time in the schedule to cover this officially, but I did want to, since we got a direct email from them about it. So check out Trinity, and you'll see it's probably, if you just want to go to the website, it's trinitythemovie.com. That's probably the best way to find exactly which Trinity to watch there.
It's the movie.
Yep. It is not the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Trinity.
Jesus and God. Is that the Holy Trinity?
Yeah, Jesus, God, Holy Ghost. Okay. Holy Ghost.
And we had a comment on your Balls Beard video.
Oh, yes, that's right.
It just said underrated. I thought you'd like to know.
I did, and I didn't respond to that email or text or whatever it was, but I was excited about that, and I meant to, and then I didn't, but... okay. Thanks. I agree that it is underrated. I listened to it not that long ago. That comment is for me, honestly. It's not.
What do they call those? Sock puppet accounts?
Yeah. Sock accounts. But I thank you, because I did listen to it recently, and I was also like, this is really good.
Well,
did we record that together?
Enjoy your own thing.
Was that here?
No, but I played it for you here. You recorded a version, and then it got deleted or something happened.
It's okay if you didn't like it, you can just sell me.
But that's not what happened.
Okay.
I lost that version, but
they filed it under Beaver Bear.
And then
it got lost. Turns out George Clooney's in it too.
If you like, listeners, if you're a fan of those pierogi folky
pierogies, oh, I love those.
If you're a fan of pierogies or folky pierogi music, you know, Jethro Tull, Led Zeppelin-y, Rush type stuff. I did a parody that's awesome.
Yeah. And some people get this podcast through YouTube.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of people that listen don't know we have a YouTube channel. So if you do want to check out our YouTube, it's NOTLP Crew.
Yeah, we have a shit ton of videos, and not a shit ton, but we have several, and stuff like balls, beard.
Yeah, guys, just like and subscribe.
Smash that.
Smash that like.
Smash it. Hey, hi, guys.
Smash that chocolate starfish.
All I know about YouTube culture is, hey, guys.
Like and subscribe.
That's all I know.
Put
I
all my links anything. In the info below.
Yeah, I'm too old.
They're making millions, so they're doing something right.
We fucked up.
There's some charming stuff out there.
We fucked up. But yeah.
But you know what's scarier than anything? The makeup community.
Mm-hmm.
All the tutorials?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But all the muas out there?
Yeah, it's like they're very vicious toward each other. For some reason, I watch those like gossip videos about what's going on in the makeup community.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
It's a bunch of mean girls. Listen, so
it's probably good that we didn't get into that.
There's gossip about the YouTube makeup community.
Oh yeah,
that's like 50 tiers down from Hollywood gossip.
Yeah, they're trying to secure their bag.
Get them coins. Correct?
Get them coins. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to cut a bitch.
Yeah. Step on some throats.
I love
to
this.
Do it.
I love this cup.
You know what that's from? That's from Pandora, dude.
Yeah, that is you're drinking out of a...
Is this Jake Sully's cup?
It's Jake Sully's cup.
Na'vi glass. The Na'vi.
I feel good about that. They know how to craft plasticware.
They do.
They make a good
glassware.
Margarita.
I think this is plastic, though.
The Na'vi.
Mm-hmm.
While Freddie's scrolling endlessly through his email for whatever reasons right now.
Well, I'm just making sure I didn't miss anything.
He's answering some work emails while we do.
Why is it always on me?
We're just happy.
We're happy.
We're happy to be with you, listener. We're happy you're mm-hmm. listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready to announce next month's theme?
Are we?
Yeah.
Are we doing the one we discussed?
Bad to worse, or also known as out of the frying pan into the fire.
Yes.
If you know that expression.
Shit is bad, and then somebody just
starts off bad. And then
a classic example of this, because I don't think we'll be covering it, so I just want to use it as a template, as we often refer to From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yes. That went from bad to much worse.
Where they're in the middle of this crime spree. It's pretty bad.
It's bad. But they're going to make it.
And everything.
If they keep their fucking mouth shut.
Yeah. And then they end up in a den of vampires.
And they don't make it, mostly.
And it is worse mm-hmm. than it was.
Spoiler alert.
But I have some interesting contenders for films that...
I like the choices.
There's one of them I really like the sound of. I think would be a lot of fun if I can find it.
Do we want to say what our first one will be?
I don't think we've discussed exactly what the selections are.
We can't.
But I'm leaning towards... I'd really like to cover this movie called Chosen Survivors.
Yeah.
Which is about the... There's like a catastrophic event. Do you know this?
No, is it when a plane crashes on the border between Canada and the United States?
That's where you bury them.
Where do you bury the survivors?
It's kind of like that, except it's like where you pick your best and brightest in case there's a catastrophe and you want to put people in like a bomb shelter type of situation.
Okay, yeah.
So that's bad, right?
Yeah.
Here's the worst part. It turns out that the shelter...
It's full of zombies!
...is full of these rabid, aggressive bats.
Oh, yeah. I remember. I think you sent this to us a while ago.
Yeah, yeah. I found it a long time ago.
Oh, no. I'm super into this.
Yeah. I didn't think it just sounds like a lot of fun.
That's sad. I love bats.
I do too. But I'm super into that.
Do you like rabid aggressive ones?
Yeah. So they're the best ones.
Cute. All right.
If I can find it. It might be on YouTube for all I know. It seems like one of those kind of movies. I think it might have even been a TV movie.
It sounds like one, doesn't it?
Yeah. It came out in the
1978, 70s. Probably.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Chosen Survivors, 1974.
Nice.
So,
Nice.
Oh, anyways, hey, in case you're curious, I have the trailer here. I'm kind of wondering.
Well, what if there's like no...
I bet a lot.
Oh, it's old.
May I have your attention, please? On behalf of the government of the United States of America...
The purge is beginning.
I would like to welcome you.
Crime is now legal.
Worldwide development of atomic weapons. A special government committee set into action a plan to provide for the continuation of the human race in the event of global thermonuclear war. You are here because we are now engaged in such a war.
The surface temperature is 214 degrees Fahrenheit.
Dave, the individual in our world is gone.
That's prescient.
Destruction for people.
Everyone up there is gone. They're wiped out.
Goodness.
A perfect new computerized world. 1,758 feet underground. Perfect, except for something the computer forgot.
Except for those damn bats.
Shadow spots in the walls. If you can't see them and you can't hear them, how the hell are you going to fight them?
How did a bat get
down? How are the visuals, Freddie?
It looks good.
Do they show the bats?
Dig a hole and plant this.
Yeah.
I'm soup into this.
I bet a lot of bats get injured on set.
It's actually very stylish. It kind of looks like the Andromeda strain.
Yeah. I love that style. Like, we should do a 70s, like, month. I think you get the point.
It looks like it's available on YouTube. Is it 1974?
Yotobe.
So it looks like that's going to be... Do you just want to make that our first one?
Yeah,
let's make it our first we'll one.
Everybody
first
play
one.
Along if you all want. Right. It's on Yotobe.
It looks like it's free on YouTube.
Of all the places to choose, the Rabid Bat Cave.
Yeah, I know.
I love that idea, actually. Like, you have this, like, big political... Like, you have this huge, like, humankind kind of thing, and then it's like, oops, we didn't think about bats.
The one thing the computer couldn't handle was bats.
I love movies from this era and of this style.
This computer was programmed to deal with badgers and wolverines.
But not bats. We didn't even think about bats.
We'll just send the orca down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else you guys want to add before we wrap up?
Eyepatch Orca.
If you want to contact us, yes, crew@notlp.com. Yeah. Facebook is NOTLP, so is Twitter. Instagram is Night of the Living Podcast. Please follow us there. YouTube is NOTLP Crew. And you can call us if you want, 513-666-0456. It's on our website. Go to notlp.com, notlp.com, and all of our contact information is there. And
our routing number is 0-4.
Sign up for the mailing list, because if you do, the GoDaddy. What is it called? Monkey Chimes?
MailChimp.
Sign up for our Monkey Chimes.
Monkey Chimes. I like that.
You scroll down until you see Dracula. Sign up there.
I'm in charge of sending email to the mailing list, and I haven't done it in months. So you're never going to be bothered, but you might win the opportunity.
What do you send?
She doesn't send anything.
I'm just fucking with you.
I don't mail
She's going to email Jeremy.
I don't email shit.
He is going to get that newsletter, but
you got a 3D printer, Jeremy. She's going to email you the specs for that shirt.
Depression is a real thing, it causes you to be a little procrastinating. We're all dealing with our own problems. Eat my butt.
Procrastinate would be a great motivational character on a kid's show. Like, teach you how to do things like when you should. Like,
it turns out Jeremy...
Procrastinate.
Yeah. Jeremy's depressed too, and the only thing that will make him happy is more that
But Jeremy
He wasn't depressed until this.
Yeah. Jeremy is also... last time we spoke, was watching Deep Space Nine. So he understands that's why I'm too busy to mail your shirt, bro, because I'm watching the last season of Deep Space Nine.
We can blame Star Trek for that.
Yeah. But if you sign up for the mailing list, you get the opportunity to be a chooser of our third movie.
Mm-hmm. Most recently, Lauren Rosing chose the first season.
A Fleabag,
which we covered last episode. And when because the reason hers was kind of a different kind of selection is because we didn't have any rules during our last theme.
Yeah, she got the good month.
That's the really good, because you can send anything in for that.
Whoever wins this next one, you're going to be limited to our theme, which is bad to worse. Out of the frying pan, into the fire, or, oh shit, Mira Sorvino didn't really think through this bullshit.
Like, hey, I've been eating a cereal and it just turns out it's kind of stale. Oh, no, there's a werewolf outside.
Mm-hmm. We're going to say, like, has anybody seen my scab collection?
Or that.
Remember that old one?
Mm-mm.
It's like, hey, this cereal is real chewy.
Oh, I don't think I ever heard that.
Made me want to barf.
Yeah, that's gross. Mm. I didn't hang out with that gross of people.
Speaking of Patreon, we always say hi to our Beelzebubs at the end of our show because they make it rain on us.
Yeah, they do.
On our naked bodies.
We're constantly shaking our asses for these people.
They will get some of our old scabs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ernie Perez.
Andy, you probably do have an old scab somewhere that you keep.
I have probably one scab somewhere.
It's a skeepy scab.
It was a big scab.
So do you guys...
Ernie, hi.
Beelzebubs, Ernie, for instance, would you want us to start sending you a scab every year with your shirt from Andy's scab collection?
Scab a day.
No, you might not get it, though.
Elise Wallace.
Hey, baby.
I knew a guy in school, and you did, too.
Elise Conway.
We probably told this on the show before, where he used a piece of his skin and a multivitamin to try to grow a clone in his locker.
We've mentioned this before.
Okay. Amanda.
Hey.
Hey, lady. I probably sent you dog hairs with your shirt. Good. Everybody got that.
Probably everyone, yeah.
You know,
you got the special.
Now you can clone Millie and Elsa, probably. Yeah.
Jeremy and Cassie.
Hi.
Hi. I'm starting to resent you, and it's not your fault.
Things just got awkward.
I resent you.
It's a weird chill in the room. We should all go out.
It's because I hate myself.
Mark Watts.
Hey, dude.
Hey.
Blake Heath.
Blucky.
Bill Farner.
Yeah.
In New York. Billy Boy.
Up in New York City.
New York City.
Puts two kinds of cheese on his cheeseburger.
Oh. Oh. Heirs of pudding on.
Pudding.
I have a special bond with Bill because we had a really good conversation when my dad passed away.
Yeah.
So like you guys actually, you know, you mean a lot to us.
I would
true.
I would also love for there to be a brand called Pudding on Heirs.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And it's like pudding on top of like really fluffy marshmallow. Like,
Has anybody ever put pudding on a Ritz?
Probably.
Just because of the sound of the wordplay there.
Probably Chunk from the Goonies did
that accidentally.
It was
probably pretty good when you think about it.
Yeah.
Like chocolate pudding on a Ritz.
Yeah, it doesn't sound bad. I'll put chocolate on anything.
Yeah.
I'll put a Ritz cracker on anything.
Pudding on a Ritz. So it's a tree and Alex McNulty.
They're the pudding in the proof.
Yeah, they are. It's like, hey,
my pudding.
With this proof came some pudding.
Iona Goodwin.
Aw.
You girl.
I always love that. Iona. Mm-hmm. Iona, great one.
Because you have such a punny name.
Jeff Lancaster.
Hello, sir. Hello. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Governor.
Jeffrey.
Brandon and Emily.
I don't know what's happening. Hello.
Also up in New York.
How many kinds of cheese do you put on your burgers?
I hope your kitties are good.
Aww.
Brandon's favorite pizza? Mookie. His favorite New York slice? Domino's.
Domino's. Well, him and Emily, Emily and Fozzie would come to town.
Yeah.
The first thing they would get was fucking Domino's.
Domino's and Long John's for
Domino's
Fozzie.
is good.
Fixed it. I'll agree.
It's perfect.
It is very good.
They
now.
Fixed it. It was garbage. Mm-hmm.
Before that, yeah.
And then one day they made those commercials where they're like, hey, we're sorry our pizza's so bad. We promise we fixed it.
I think it was actually Brandon and Emily who made me reconsider, and I was like, I'm gonna get some Domino's.
Yeah, and it's good now.
It's so good.
By Jove.
It's really good. Agreed.
You can judge me all you want.
Their gluten free crust is really good.
And our newest Beelzebub, Todd DePompa.
Dad. Oh! What part of the world?
Like, that's a weird silence.
Todd.
What part of the world is Todd in?
America.
Merca?
Merca. That's a good question. He is in...
When is your primary, sir? Ours
Plantation, Florida.
I love Florida. Plantation, that's over the name on of the East Coast, right? You're near Fort Lauderdale-ish. Am I getting this right at all?
I don't know.
What up,
I
sir?
I don't know from Florida.
I was born in Florida. I'm a native Floridian, so I feel a kinship.
Amy's Florida woman.
She's like Flo Rida.
In Florida, you Jeremy wouldn't need a shirt.
In Florida.
He can go wherever he wants.
In Florida, country listens to you.
We cut all the sleeves off of the shirts that we send to Florida.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why waste the time? Sorry, we're doing it for you.
Yeah,
I can make these jokes. You can't.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry.
We're being florists.
Mm-hmm. Floridiest. You're being trashist.
Well, then you don't get to talk about how often the weather changes here.
Well, how long have I lived here, though?
I see.
I get both.
How convenient. Okay, you get a pass. I got you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I've been here since 1992.
I want lunch.
Oh, my God. There are people listening to the show that weren't even born then.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, I'm hungry too. Let's go.
All right, guys.
Love you.
Thank you so much. See you next week.
Love you. Love you. Love you.
Of London.